This is exciting because, as we know, during legislature, there was a bill for the state to help with some funding for the shelter or building that you guys have been, I mean, working very hard to raise money for out at the cemetery.
Correct. Yes. SB 2265 was passed through the state legislature, which provides $3 million from the state for our building project at the National Cemetery. There was a little bit of confusion because it's put out as a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was passed as a line of credit is because we don't have final approval from the VA. Once we get that final approval, it becomes essentially a grant. So the money's there, but they were leery about just, you know, giving us a check for $3 million without the final say from the VA.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, our news director, right, I know, was specifically asking about that too. So it's good to know the differentiation. And
I've had hundreds of questions about it, and that's the reason why.
So yeah.
Okay.
It's easy to explain, but however do they do their legislative ease, or what, you know, however you want to put it, that's the way they could fit it in and pass it. So that's why it was written as a line of credit.
Okay, so do you know when you'll be able to get it and then break ground?
We do not yet. So we submitted our plan for the building down to the last detail of the paint on the walls in October. I was told some of the VA people were hesitant to do anything because the election hadn't happened. They wanted to see which direction the country was going. Currently, we're waiting on the Undersecretary of the VA to be appointed, who is Sam Brown. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he was wounded in Afghanistan. He got burned really bad. He's very he's run for several offices.
I do know who you're talking about.
He is going to be the Undersecretary of the VA, but unfortunately, with the way the winds are blowing in Washington, D.C., there's a slow walk of getting him appointed because Trump already has a lot of the people that he wanted in there, like, really fast. Now it's being slow walked, and people are dragging their feet and not, you know, I guess there's always give and take in D.C. for the dumbest things possible. But that's what the holdup is right now. Once he is appointed, we should have smooth sailing. He'll be fully briefed. He's probably already been fully briefed on what's going to happen. And I know that Senator Hovind is working very hard behind the scenes, and he has told us that this is one of his top priorities to get finished. That being said, I wish I had an answer. I mean, if I could do it, I'd bring my shovel out there and start breaking ground right now today when we're out there. But we're waiting on approval from the VA ultimately. Once that happens, boy, we're going to go gangbusters because we have everything in place to start.
How frustrating knowing that money is there. And then having to sit and wait and not know when you can break ground.
Right.
That's got to be frustrating.
I can tell you the entire legislative process had its ups and downs.
Yeah, I know it did.
Frustrations, victories, mm-hmm. everything back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad it's over and passed and done with. You know, Governor Armstrong signed it into the law,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a great thing. So.
I mean, how could you not agree that it's so desperately needed out there at the cemetery?
Oh, right. And, you know, we were very adamant about showing what the conditions are like mm-hmm. at the worst and at the best. You know, we showed a whole range of everything, what the conditions are out there, and they all agreed that, you know what, this is a national cemetery, and the widows and families of these people do not have to continue to suffer because we have, you know, such a wonderful facility at Mandan, you know, at Camp Ripley in Minnesota. You know, there's great indoor facilities that somehow or another, this just did not compute on a federal level. And we made it a point to change that and make it better. And despite all the naysayers and, you know, you name it, we are moving forward and we're going to make this happen. I mean, we wouldn't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't tell you how many times a bureaucrat or a politician told me no, and I'm like, okay, watch this. You know, because we're not going to accept that. They're not the ones out there day in, day out.
No.
In these conditions, you know. We see it every day, every single day. There's something. Parking is another issue that's a huge problem.
Yeah.
We had a ceremony last week, and I'll tell you, if cars park on both sides of that that road that runs in there, you can't get a vehicle through if they're parked on both sides. It just, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really frustrating at times, especially when you get a big turnout. We had a relatively large ceremony. I suppose there was about 75 people there. Well, of course, they had to park on County Road 20 and mm-hmm. walk up because there's not even a parking
lot. There's no other option.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's safety concerns. There's, you know, just basic need concerns. Indoor bathrooms, you know, that that building that they had to put out there demanded was locked all winter long because it broke.
Yeah.
And you can't use it in the wintertime. And, you know, like I said before, you ever tried using a frozen solid port-a-john? It's not.
That's terrible.
No,
that's terrible. That is terrible.
And we know that it gets cold in North Dakota. You know, that's the thing. We know this. And I just sit there and shake my head. I'm like, you know, one day this will be fixed. This will be better. Whatever. But yeah, it's been a fight ever since we came up with the idea.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about, you know, when there's an unclaimed veteran service out there, we talk about that on air. So people hear about that. But, you know, people need to realize, too, that you have three services today.
Just two.
Two services today.
You have
multiple services.
And it's only two.
Yeah. But, you know.
Absolutely. When summertime really kicks off, we'll have five a day.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Thursdays and Fridays, sometimes Mondays. Now, this next week, we already have one scheduled for Monday and Tuesday both. So it fills up fast when the weather gets nice. People have their services.
Yeah.
And we expect that. So
are you guys still fundraising for the building too?
Somewhat. You know, we have money in the bank right now. But, you know, the unknown is the unknown.
Right.
I mean, how much costs are going up, because quite honestly, nothing is getting cheaper for anything. And, you know, and there's also landscaping that we're going to look at on our project, possibly a reflection pond. There's other things. So yes, we are still fundraising, just not as aggressively as we had.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many presentations, speeches, whatever myself and Jim Grolin have given, because it's considerable and we spend a lot of time doing this. So the help from the state is a huge, huge punch for us. I mean, it's...
I know.
I really can't thank them enough. It was great.
What is the estimated cost? Now, I said estimated cost of money that you needed, or the building.
Yeah, we think between $4 and $5 million, right in there somewhere. We currently have 4.5.
Okay.
Is that with the $3 million from the state?
That's with the $3 million from the state. Yep. We, by ourselves, we've raised $1.5 million.
Okay.
And then when the state did their thing, I can add that we got a goose egg from Minnesota, despite going down testifying before their Senate subcommittee, everything like that. Of course, you know, we all know they're train wreck that.
I was going to ask you, how did that go?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, if I was on another show, I would probably I have a lot of thoughts on that, but I won't share them here in regards
but
they won't fund your project, but they are planning on funding some
this,
other
this
stuff.
And this. Yeah. It's insane. But how was that for you?
I can tell you that it is a 180 from how North Dakota handles their sessions and hearings.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost, North Dakota is more so formal, and Minnesota seemed like almost casual. Like, hey, you're with a group of friends and blah, blah, blah. And
really?
It was weird. Yeah, it was odd. It was, I mean, of course, we put our uniform, you know, we dressed all up and whatever, and it was, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it was different.
Hmm. Interesting. I guess I wouldn't expect that. I don't know. I just know what it's like down there.
You know, now that you guys, it seems like are three quarters of the way through this process. Do you think that, you know, some of the facilities where you mentioned earlier in the show that places were built for families and things like that? Do you think it was the manner in which those were they built by the VA or another government entity? Do you think it was because a private group or nonprofit was trying to complete the project that it met with such animosity in the beginning?
No. A lot of these, in fact, I can't put a number on exactly, yeah, are state funded fully.
Okay.
They built, what did they build in Minnesota, like 3 last year or something like that?
Okay.
And opened them. So the money's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are, it's kind of funny, and not in the ha-ha way,
right,
that we are like the first group for a national cemetery to ever do this. And it's weird because they actually talk about us at their, like, bigwig meetings, you know, where all the big-time people at the higher-ups in the VA have their conferences, whatever. Mm-hmm. They talk about what we're doing in Fargo, North Dakota. And I'm like, good. Mm-hmm. I hope you are, and I hope you spread the word. And other people get on board too.
I agree.
What should be a no brainer,
right?
It should be, but it's not.
Mm.
Yeah, I never understood why, you know, the state cemetery. It's a beautiful cemetery too, but they've got a nice building.
Yeah,
you know, my uncle's service was held, yep, in there. Very nice,
right.
But I could never figure out why they would give us the Fargo National Cemetery, a national cemetery, without a building.
Mm-hmm.
I can never figure that out.
Part of it is because it's a rural initiative cemetery, right?
Okay.
And that's what I've been told like 1,000 times, like, well, it's a rural cemetery.
I don't care. It's still really a national cemetery.
Yes, absolutely. I'm like, no, that answer is not going to cut it with me because you guys are not the ones all freezing your butts off.
Yeah.
Hicks, no. I don't get that. What do you mean it's a rural?
The rural initiative, there were 3 cemeteries built in the country upon the rural initiative for the VA, and Fargo happened to be one of them, which was basically, you're going to have an intern shelter, and that's it.
Hmm. Interesting.
And that's just the way they had planned it out, and that's why no building. There is a building, right? It's one for the well, and then the out-of-commission outhouse. But there was no provision for anything to be out there. There just is a rural cemetery, you know, and probably, I can't even put a number on how many people like made the decision, like, well, they've never been to North Dakota. They have no concept. No concept at all. They think everything is like, you know, the South or the East Coast, whether, mm-hmm, you know, they just think that and they honestly don't know any better. So,
yeah.
No.
Do you know, Commander Hicks, once this is completed, all of this kind of stuff, if it's possible, or when you break ground, maybe even, to bring Secretary Collins out here, maybe, for that?
That's the plan. So I'm sure we're going to have a series of meetings.
Yeah.
And with, you know, Senator Hoban kind of organizing everything. So I know that Doug Collins is already very familiar with what we're doing.
Okay. Good.
Good.
It just so happens that he's pretty connected with the governor of North Dakota from their time in the legislature together.
Yeah. Okay.
So mm-hmm. Both in the House of Reps. So we have that going for us. Plus we have the strong support from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my big ask for today is just for people to contact their elected officials to put pressure on the VA in Congress to help us push this through. We have the funds. The thing with the line of credit from the state of North Dakota is we have 2 years to use it. Otherwise, we have to go back and ask again. So, okay, you know, the clock's running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. But we got over the hurdle, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. So you only have, so what? Oh, my gosh. Nice.
And the clock is running as of now. So, yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, as soon as listeners.
As soon as the governor put pen to paper, clock started. So
do you know who specifically people should get a hold of?
I would go with any national representative, whether it be Senator Hoven, Senator Kramer,
okay,
Fedorchuk, but also the Minnesota side, because we have a huge portion of Minnesota veterans that are buried there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, when we were out at Veterans Honor Flight in September, very briefly introduced to Amy Klobuchar. I would imagine, you know, she would agree that this is a project that needs to be done. And so.
Absolutely. No, we have their support, but every little bit helps when more people talk, you know, yeah. just talking to me, you know, yeah, okay, Jason's asking for whatever. But if they have, you know, 20, 30 people call them saying, hey, you got to do this.
Yeah.
Puts more pressure on them.
All right.
Well, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. I have a good feeling about this. And like I said, I know that Senator Hogan is working a lot behind the scenes for us specifically. So it'll come together.
Yeah, which
excellent.
Is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Commander Hicks, we'll let you carry on to the next service. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You bet. It's an honor. It truly is.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, as we're talking about this, that, you know, we saw video of what the conditions were like this winter when you had to have services. These services do not stop. Rain, winter, sleet, snow. They have to carry on. You know, we honor the people who are the fallen, and that happens in any kind of condition. So you have two more today, and I think it again, it just belabors the point about why we need this building. So
we need it for their families.
Right. Very yeah. much so.
Well, all right. Thank you, Commander Hicks. We appreciate your time.
You bet, and I'll talk to you guys closer to Memorial Day because we have quite a bit of activities coming
up. Oh, yes, I'm